Jared Lee Loeffner's Red Flags. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here are the latest red flags in the life of the young man who tried to mow down the crowd in Tucson Saturday. A handwritten note at his home with the words, "Die, bitch." He had trouble getting along with his parents. He was fined for tagging a street sign. He had trouble holding a job because he couldn't get along with co-workers or follow directions. He would ride down the street on his bike, talking to himself or yelling randomly. Is this exercise getting us anywhere? Why do we even do it? Well, we do it because we live in a country where anybody can stockpile unlimited amounts of weaponry and ammo, and we can't just sit back and wait for the next attack. If he'd been a terrorist wannabe, the FBI would have set up a sting and filled his guns with blanks. If he'd been the Prime Minister of Iran, the State Department would have isolated him. But being a documented American citizen without ties to terrorism, he had every right to arm himself without being hassled. Unfortunately, those red flags, so far anyway, could apply to just about every alienated young man in America. So what are we going to do? End alienation? No. Many of us are going to arm ourselves. Bloomberg News reported a 5% jump in gun sales Monday compared to a year ago. That's an additional 7,900 guns. The owner of a Phoenix gun shop said that the Glock 19, same model used in Saturday's shooting, was flying out the door. Many Americans have decided that the answer to guns in the wrong hands is more guns in the right hands. And the rest of us? We get to shield our loved ones and be heroes. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.